Five candidates are vying for four open seats on the Haines School Board. Incumbents Brian Clay and Michael Wald and first-time candidate Kevin Shove joined KHNS for a live discussion on school board issues. Shannon Dryden could not attend due to work obligations, and Jonathan Ray did not respond to several invitations. Candidates were asked to grade the district's handling of the COVID pandemic since March 2020 and explain why. Brian Clay has served on the board for the last 18 years and works as a counter technician at Bigfoot Auto and as a volunteer firefighter, and has a granddaughter currently in the third grade.
I would give ourselves an A+. Or A plus.
Incumbent Michael Wald has served on the board for the last 5 years and works as a wilderness guide and outdoor educator and has two kids in the schools. He gave the district a B+.
And you know, hindsight's 2020. I don't fault anyone. We could have been clearer about communicating with parents what the quarantine regulations were last year. We could have been a little bit more in sync with some of the state requirements early in the pandemic.
First-time candidate Kevin Shove has two children, ages 3 and 9, and works as the general manager for Hauser's IGA supermarket. He's been a vocal critic of the masking policy at school board meetings this past summer, but said at the forum he'd give the district an A.
Well, I think it's great for the kids to be in school, the social development and all that. I think I'd give them an A. You know, I think they did a good job with uncertainty of everything and really the lack of information and data on how to proceed.
The Haines District reported 3 COVID cases in the schools last week, and there have been dozens of students quarantining since the start of the school year. The district requires masks to be worn indoors and provides COVID testing for asymptomatic close contacts and twice a week for athletes. So far, no outbreaks or clusters have been identified from classrooms. Candidates were also asked how much teacher input they'd weigh before making a decision. Brian Clay added that teacher input is crucial for creating solid policies.
So they're the ones that have to execute that plan, and if that plan is not where they can execute it, then they will never be able to do it and the plan will fail. That's kind of why the Smart Start plan worked well. Everybody had buy-in, everybody had their thoughts on it, and we knew what we needed to do and how to get there.
Candidates talked about their thoughts on diversity and inclusion in the district, and incumbent Michael Wald suggested the school's curriculum could do more to reflect the Haines community.
We have 10 or 15% of the community is Native, you know, whether that's Tlingit or from another part of the state, you know, is that represented within our curriculum? Does our curriculum, you know, support the variety of lifestyles and cultures and languages that we have in our community?
Candidates were also asked about inclusion for LGBTQ students, the budget and spending priorities, and collaboration with the 7-member school board. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.